Well, much to my own surprise and delight and possible disgust, but we'll see about that later. I'm back again. Welcome to the Reckless Eric Radio Show. Took me a while to find all my records in the chaos of moving from one continent to another. I mean, like sometime about a year and a half ago, we loaded all our belongings into a steel container and waved goodbye to them forever. Felt like that anyway. They just floated across the Atlantic while we tried to get me a green card. But here I am, and here we are, and this is my granddaughter's favourite record. She dances like a lunatic to this one, and so do I, and I'm trying to keep the film of it from appearing on the internet or on Facebook or anything, but I might not be doing such a good job. Hopefully it won't. Thinking about it, I have started, haven't I? I mean, I don't have to think about it. I know I've started. This is by something called Ghost Box. I found it in a shop in Los Angeles. Thank you. didn't really like that record when I first heard it. I sort of wondered why I bought it, but I played it and it grew on me. I listened to it a lot while I was painting. I don't know, I should have been gardening if a record grew on me. Imagine a record growing on you. You'd have to go to a doctor, you'd have to have it surgically removed.
They say I shot Montgomery, shot him in the chest. Never went to trial, Montgomery confessed. They say possession is still 9/10 of the law. Well, what possessed you to ask me who shot John? And it got probation.
Yeah, the realization that you don't know what you're doing. on the dance floor now. The beat commands your hips, some young ones at the bar press cocktails to their lips. You got a white suit on, just like Travolta did. The only thing gone wrong is you're frozen stiff by the realization that you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, the realization that you don't know what you're doing. Bells, she's moving up the aisle. Your friends and loved ones stare. You fake a plastic smile. You try to say I do, but you can't speak a word. A riot in your heart, a panic in the church. That you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, the realization that you don't know what you're doing. The realization that you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, the realization that you don't know what you're doing. Ba-ba-da-da.
Favourite records from last year. Well, you probably tell that by the scratches in them and the crackles. I played them a lot for my own pleasure. Now I'm playing them for your pleasure. The first one was by Chuck Prophet from his album Temple Beautiful, and that was called Who Shot John, which was probably quite obvious. And the second one was by Salim Nurella from his album Hit Parade, and that was called Travolta. And I'm so moved by that, I think I'm moved right now to play a John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John record. I played this the first time me and Amy met, which was in a pub in Hull. I was DJing and I popped this record on, and a lot of fat beery men with little moustaches started shouting at me, "Fuck off with that, fuck off you fucking..." like that, you know. So I very quickly changed it into Hitchcock Railway by Joe Cocker, and that was rather clever, and I think I'm going to repeat the exercise here right now, if I can. Might fall over, but, you know, I can hear you going, "Fuck off with that." I think I'll fall in love with Amy all over again. Here I go.
Shape up, 'cause I need a man.
can just imagine that the beery men weren't in the mood to meditate on my erection or feel my way. But I possibly was. So I had to think on my feet. I had to do something clever with the turntables to try and prove to them that this is a great record. This has got a groove. So I just flipped it back to the other one with the groove. Here it is. And I think I got away with it rather well. We were playing in Boston the other day, and a friend of ours, a man called Frank Elson, he gave me a CD of an album that I used to have when I first started writing songs. It's a record called Legend by Mickey Jupp. And Mickey Jupp was barely known for anything except that he wrote Checkbook, which the Feelgoods, Dr. Feelgood, did on their first album. Anyway, I lent the record to some cad and never got it back. And I haven't heard it for years, but I was absolutely thrilled. And I played it to Amy. I said, look, I think this is a really good record. And she thought so too, so I wasn't wrong. And I'm just thrilled to have it back again, even if it is only a CD. At least they had the decency to put it out mono and stereo. The mono is an awful lot better. You can use this as a mono check record for your speakers on your hi-fi or your earbud headphone things. Here it is, National Gas by Mickey Jupp, or Legend as they were called.
So sometime I can't help wishing everyone could know the love that we know. I know I'm your man, but do you understand exactly what I mean? They could do with someone like you, or in some places I've been. If every fella had a girl like you, well, the world would be a better place. I can tell by the look in their eye, the minute they see your face, you'd be a national gas, national gas. They'd see you, they'd all love you, national gas, national gas. That the country would lose its mind. You'd be a national gas, national gas. They'd see you and they'd all love you, national gas, national gas. Yes, when I think about it, huh?
great record. Right, this next one is by a friend of mine called Clay Harper. It's an album called Old Airport Road, and we have to learn this song for reasons that might become apparent by the weekend, so it's a good reason to play it, really.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. Thank you.
Reg Presley singing with the Troggs. Reg passed away last week, but I'm sure he'll never be forgotten. Not as long as people like me are still alive anyway. I'll try and pass the word down to another generation. This one's for my lovely granddaughter, Tiger May.
Will you stay in our love story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing.
Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you.
Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you, 'cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too.
Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you.
Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. And if you ever have to go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown.
Will you stay in our lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple
of... I hope that wasn't too soppy or anything like that. I've got a position as a curmudgeon to keep up, as you know. I hope I played something that you like, and I hope you'll listen again. And I think it went rather well, really. Thank you, and good night, or goodbye, or whatever you, wherever you are.